Poems of Devotion to the Holy Prophet. The quality of love, as I have said, is not to be judged by the loudness of its professions. Here was a man who proved his love to the utmost. He proved it in his smallest deeds, his most insignificant movements. The professions of such a man are of a different order from those of ordinary men. They are a true representation of his innermost thoughts and feelings. True love is measured by acts of devotion. It is measured also by those innermost thoughts and feelings which rise to find beautiful expression on the lips of the lover. Being the cries of a truthful person, they pierce the hearts of others. I make no apology for reproducing two poems of the Promised Messiah, one written in love of God, the other in love of the Holy Prophet. Qurban tust jaane man ae yaare mohsinam, ba man kudam fark tu kar di ke man kunam. My beneficent Lord, my life is but a humble offering to Thee. What hast Thou grudged me that I should grudge Thee anything? Har matlab o murad ke mi khwastam zaghib, har arzu ke bawad bakhatir muayyinam. Every desire and every wish for which I prayed to the invisible, every longing that my heart determined to ask. Az jood dadahi hama a muddaa man, waz lutf kardae guzre khud ba muskanam. Has been achieved through thy magnanimity. Indeed, thou hast honored this humble dwelling with thy gracious visit. Hech agahi nabood ze ishq o wafa mera, khud rikhti mataye mohabbat badamanam. Nothing did I know of love or loyalty. It is thou who hast filled my bosom with the wealth of thy love. In khaak tera ra tu khud aksir kar dahi, bood aan jamale tu ke namood ast ahsanam. Thou who hast turned this base clay into gold, it was thy beauty that lent beauty and grace to me. In saqale dilam na bazuhd wa ta'abbud ast, khud kar dahi balutf inayat rushanam. The refulgence of my heart is not due to my piety or penance. It is thou who hast illumined me with thy favours and thy gifts. Sad minnate tu hast bari mushti khakiman, janam rahine lutfe amime tu hamtunam. Hundreds of thy favours have been showered on this mortal frame of clay. My soul and my body owe gratitude to thy unfailing kindness. Sahil ast tark har do jahan gar razaye tu, ayad badastei minnao kahfe wa mamanam. Easier is it to renounce the two worlds if thy pleasure can be had by me, O my refuge, my shelter, my peace. Fasle bahar o mosame gul na yadam bakar, kandar khayal ruwe tu har dam ba gulshanam. What avail are the spring and flowers to me? I am ever in the garden contemplating thy face. Chun hajate bawad be adib de gar mira, min tarbiyate pazir ze rabbe muhayminam. Would I care for anyone who can teach? I have received tuition from my Lord and Protector. Zanisa inayate azli shud qareeb man, ka amad nadaye yaar Zehr kuye u baruzanam. The eternal benevolence has drawn so near to me that the voice of the Lord reaches me from the farthest nook and corner. Ya Rab mira behr kadmam istiwar dar. Wa roz khud mubad ke ahd tu bashaknam. O God, make me firm at every step. May the day never dawn when I should fail in my bond to Thee. Dar kuwe tu agar sarre ushak ra zanand. Awal kise ke lafe ta'ashuk zand munam. If thy lover have to lose their heads for daring in thy name, then I would be the first one to proclaim his love for thee. Ajab nurist dar jaane Muhammad. Ajab la'ale sat dar kaane Muhammad. There is light miraculous in the soul of Muhammad. There is a ruby rare in the mind of Muhammad. Ye zulmatahai dile anga shawad saaf ke girdad az muhibban Muhammad. The heart is cleared of all darkness if it but becomes one of the lovers of Muhammad. Ajab daram dile an nakisan ra ke ru taband az khawan Muhammad. I wonder at the wisdom of those fools who turn away from the feast abundant of Muhammad. Nadanam hech nafse dardu alam kidarad shokat o shane Muhammad. No man in the two worlds do I know who shares the greatness and glory of Muhammad. Khuda za sina bezarast sadbar ke hast az kina Daran-e Muhammad. 100 times disgusted is God with him who harbors hostility to Muhammad. Khuda khud sozad an karme danira ke bashad az aduwan-e Muhammad. God himself consumes in fire the contemptible worm who chooses to be one of the enemies of Muhammad. Agar khahi najat az mastiye nafs biadar zail mustan Muhammad. If you want to shake off the intoxication of the baser self, then come and sit among the devotees of Muhammad. Agar khahi ke haq gawid sanayat bashu az dil Sina khawane Muhammad. If you wish that God himself should sing your praises, then sing sincerely the praises of Muhammad. Agar khahi dalil ashiqash bash Muhammad hast burhane Muhammad. Lookest thou for proof for his truth? Then his lover be, for Muhammad himself is the proof of Muhammad. Sare daram fidai khaake Ahmad dilam har waqt qurban Muhammad. A head have I to offer at the altar of Ahmad, and a heart ready to be sacrificed for Muhammad. Bagisue Rasulullah ke hastam nisare ruwe taban Muhammad. By the tresses of the Messenger of God, it is true I am infatuated by the resplendent face of Muhammad. Dari rah gar kushandam var basu zand tanabam ru ze iwane Muhammad. Whether I am killed or burnt in this path, never will I turn away from the court of Muhammad. Bikar din atarsam az jahane ke daram rang iman Muhammad. In matters of faith, I fear not even the whole world, for I am died in the faith of Muhammad. Basi sahil ast az dunya buridan biyad husn o ihsan Muhammad. Easy it is to be carried away from the world in the memory of the charms and graces of Muhammad. Fida shud dar rahash har zarra-e man ke didam husne pinhan Muhammad. Every atom of mine is sacrificed in his path, for I have peeped into the hidden beauty of Muhammad. Digar ustad ra nami nidanam ki khandam dar debastane Muhammad. I know not the name of another teacher, for I have been to the school of Muhammad. Badigar dilbari kari nadaram ke hastam kushtae ane Muhammad. I am not interested in another beloved, for I have been captivated by the comeliness of Muhammad. Mira aan gushae chashme bibayad nukhaham juz gulistane Muhammad. Only a favor need I from the eye of Muhammad. All I seek is access to the garden of Muhammad. Dile zaram bi pehluyam majuyad ki basti mash badamane Muhammad. Do not look for my stricken heart in my side, for I have tied it to the robe of Muhammad. Man a khush murgh az murghan qadsam ke darad ja ba bustan Muhammad. I am a sweet bird out of the sacred flock which has its nest in the grove of Muhammad. Tu jaan ma munawwar kar di az ishq Fidayat janam e jani Muhammad. Thou hast illumined my soul with thy love. May I be a sacrifice to thee, soul of Muhammad. Dariga gardham sad jaan darira nabashad niz shayan Muhammad. Even were I to offer 100 lives in this path, it would still fail to match the worth of Muhammad. Chihibat ha badadand I jawara ke nayad kas bamidane Muhammad. What terror does this young one, Muhammad, strike that no one can meet him in his arena? Ala e dushmane nadan obera batras az teghe burran Muhammad. Beware, O foolish and misguided enemy. Fear the sharp sword of Muhammad. Rahe mola ke gum kardand mardam bajudar al o awan Muhammad. The path of God from which men have strayed far, you can still find with the followers and friends of Muhammad. Ala e munkar az shan Muhammad, ham az noor e numayan Muhammad. Listen, O thou who denieth the greatness of Muhammad and the luminous light of Muhammad. Kiramat garche be naam o nishanast biya bangar ze ghilman Muhammad. Though miracles seem a thing of the past, come thou yet and see them with the servants of Muhammad. Here, therefore, was a man who spent literally every moment of his life in devotion to God, expounding the message of his prophet and nurturing his love for him and his teaching. This man suffered at the hands of his own people and others for the sake of his devotion to God, his regard for the name and honor of his prophet. Every atom of his being, his body, mind, and spirit was consecrated to this service. Could such a man be misguided, a rebel, a Dajjal? If all he did and said and felt constitute rebellion, if this kind of love connotes unbelief or kufr, if this kind of devotion is irreligion, then we can only say, Ye gumrahi khuda mujhe saari kare naseeb, ye kufr mujhko bakhsh de saare jahan ka. Such misguidance may God grant me in full. May He bestow upon me this unmitigated kufr. And now, God, His Word, His Prophet, and human reason are witness that such a man could not be a pretender. He could not be misguided. If a man could love and obey God and His Prophet to this degree, and devote himself so completely to the duty of propagating the truths taught by them, if he could show more regard for these things than any other man living or dead, and still be branded an impostor and a Dajjal, then we must say there has never lived and never will live a man deserving the grace of guidance by God.